This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University faculty members have voted no confidence in the administrative leadership. The Faculty Senate conducted the vote. In total, 64% of the faculty voted. Of those who voted, about 65% of them say they have no confidence in the administrative leadership at Western. The vote comes after some faculty members signed a petition asking for a no-confidence vote. The resolution cited falling student enrollment and the elimination of academic programs as reasons to have a vote. It also criticizes the administration for deviating away from the university's public mission. But it does not name any administrator in particular. The vote was largely symbolic, but the details of its passing will be presented to Western's Board of Trustees for consideration at its meeting next month. The board's chair, Kathy Early, says the vote tally should also factor in those people who did not vote, though they were eligible. Of the 506 ballots mailed out, 181 people did not respond. Of those people who did, 109 voted they do have confidence. Meanwhile, 213 people said they do not have confidence in the administrative leadership.
It says to me that there's some very real concern from the faculty, and I think that they've sent a really strong message.
Early says she believes the vote is a product of stress brought on by several factors, including the financial hardships the university has experienced, declining student enrollment, and the ongoing negotiations between the administration and the union representing faculty and staff. Early says if faculty want to be heard, it's important they participate in the process, referencing President Jack Thomas's town halls and faculty roundtables.
The onus can be on the administration to include more faculty, and the onus can be on the faculty to participate more. And I guess I would point out to the fact that there were 506 faculty ballots sent out and 181 faculty didn't respond.
Early says the board takes faculty opinion seriously, and for that reason, she says the board and administration followed shared governance and communicate openly with faculty. But she says sometimes difficult decisions and changes are unpopular. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.